Blog Talk Radio.
I ain't playing.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Friday night. Just got paid. Well, most of y'all anyway just got paid on Friday. Ready to go out and party. But I appreciate those who come and hang out with me, especially if you got something to talk about. Well, we're going to try to do this tonight. You know, there ain't a whole lot happened, but Thursday nights up here is starting to get real interesting. The boys going to the Grove doing their thing. Really appreciate that, too. They tried to do a little more last night, but I think one of the cars broke before they can get off a second race. But we've been doing their thing. And seemed like to me what they did, what the West Side did to the South Side at the event. Oh, shit, I don't know if I should say this. Looking like Thursday night, the South Side started taking that shit back. They've been kind of whooping on the West Side ass up there at the Grove. They got them Vaughn and his people, they going to work. So we going to see what's going to happen. I don't know what somebody got to say about that. Vaughn say Thursday nights at the Grove, he got the key. I don't know if I can too much argue with him. So he doing his thing. What y'all West Side boys going to do about that? He calling people out. He standing on it. He doing his thing. Uh-oh.
What's up, Big Eddie?
What up, kid? What's happening, man? What you think about that, man?
What's that? I'm just getting on.
The goddamn Vaughn and then even the score of taking over on Thursday night, what the West Side did to the South Side at the event.
That's what I'm hearing.
They won anything since? Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing. It's a goddamn Ray Charles Vaughn is bad acting.
Yes, sir. Him and his crew, goddammit, they ain't bullshitting at all.
Yes, indeed.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, that's what I like to see, some action.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't talk about it, man.
Ass up last night. Yes, sir.
Don't talk about it. Be about it.
Yeah, man. They got DD, goddammit, at the 60-foot by four car.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Yep. Get a hand up. 0537, what's happening?
What's going on, man? What's happening? What's up, kid? What's up, Eddie?
What's going on, Big Mark?
Ain't nothing too much, man.
Man, them Southside boys are proud of them, man. Shit, look. They can't keep bowing down to these Westside punks, man. That ain't allowed in the
Westside what?
Punks.
Watch yourself, Mark. You don't get yourself in trouble, man.
hey, they say Vaughn and them got some action for next Thursday already.
Yep. They say Thursday they the owners of the Grove.
That's
a beautiful thing.
There's nothing wrong with that. This kind of reminded me now like back in the day when we used to go to 30 all the time. It was always some kind of rush getting off.
They used to call that the Wednesday night street fight for that 30.
Yep.
It was Wednesday and they was going down.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
It's good, though, man. They say the college boys got down last night, too.
Yeah, then they left there and Skin had to rush back, goddamn it, because they hold the money for a race up there. In the city, man. He just didn't get back in time. Shit.
Yeah, he got a little short ass and ran off with them folks' money.
Yeah, Yeah, that was a good race too, man. That old Charger against, what was that he raced? That Mustang.
The Mustang, I think, yeah.
Yeah, the Mustang.
I give them young boys credit with that black Charger. They ain't got no problem getting to the line.
He ain't lying. They were saying, a lot of people saying they had the Mustang that tried to beat that ass.
Unless you know anything can happen on this goddamn street.
Yes, sir.
Yep. As long as they keep it racing, it's good, man.
Oh, yeah.
Them boys out there jumping around with the book bags and shit on their back, they're jumping around, boy.
I take my hat off to all of them for doing their thing, getting to the line, keeping this thing going that we like.
Yeah, man. They was talking about today that the only problem they got with the Grove was that stopping room. You know, short stopping room. I said, God damn, what? Them goddamn Chicago Wise guys and Chicago Hitmen, they used to go out there putting on shows all the time. And them are running over 200 miles an hour down there.
When it comes to that, you either have to have you some strange or either wildwood brakes and maybe a parachute.
Yeah.
That'll solve that problem.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
We used to stop by that motherfucker with drum brakes, man. Cut it
out.
These motherfucking cars coming out with four-wheel disc from the factory.
Yeah, I'm trying to help them out. You
got
know.
This.
Get some wildwood,
hey,
either strange brakes and parachutes.
Hey, them goddamn drum brakes get hot, boy.
I don't know if they made any improvements out there, but go ahead.
No, you go ahead, man. You go ahead.
Well, I was my problem when I used to go out there that I couldn't run but 1290 with that orange car, but man, when I got down there to the other end, it wasn't lit worth nothing. If you didn't see that orange cone down there letting you know where the turnoff was, you was fucked up down there.
Yep.
Well, my question is, how many out the back door races they having up there?
No, I don't know, but they just run today, so they shouldn't have no problem stopping.
Like I said, get you some wildwood and strange brakes.
Yeah. Well, you know what, big kid? When they crossing that finish line, they standing up on the motherfucker, then they starting to try to stop. You can't do that. When you cross that finish line, you got to know where it is, and you got to come up off them high horses and start getting on that motherfucker. You're trying to get it to stop, man. You can't stand up on it. I've seen funny cars and stop.
All kind of shit stop up there. So, you know, what's your excuse?
Yeah.
That's what I'm telling you, man. They not getting up off their gas when they cross finish line. They be so hyped up. They ride a little longer. Then hell yeah, you ain't going to have no room to stop. You got, as soon as you cross that shit, you got to know. You got to start stopping.
You damn right.
Shit. Yeah. Because I know damn well we was able to stop out there with them drum brakes. Boy, that was a hell of a fine job right there.
They must have some 200 mile an hour cars and shit.
Yeah. Hey, you know they short distance, you got to tame yourself. You got to get the fuck off that gas when you cross that finish line. Start stopping. Yeah, man.
Yeah, like I said, the wise guys can stop up there. I don't know why you can't.
Yeah.
I mean, them boys 200 plus.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Goddamn pro mods, yep. Yes, sir.
You got
and that was their place to go.
You got to get what you need to stop.
I said, you got a couple of little fish to fry today, goddamn. A little something to go on the grill.
Well, the only one I really know to fry is Didi.
Man, what's Chuck?
You got some more?
Chuck, come off of mute, Chuck.
That Mustang.
Yes, yeah, it's street racing. I can try his ass. I don't really know nothing about him, but, you know, y'all can try motherfuckers too if y'all want to. That's all y'all got to do is come on, push that button, and let me know. I'll fry. You can fry them. It don't matter. As long as they get fried crispy. Yeah, Chuck ain't going to push no button, man. Shit.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Chuck worried about somebody goddamn it want to take his ass to the pro.
Uh-oh.
Now, I don't know who to be, but, you know, I ain't heard nobody respond to that request he made last week. Chuck was trying to see what they wanted to do with that purple Camaro.
Ain't nobody responded to that.
I know. Yeah, but I know three lugs down in California right now.
Down there, all them boys down there.
Yeah. They had a safe trip. They all should be in the house now. Three lugs got there about a day or two ago.
Jamie got there
because he went live.
Yeah, Jamie and them got out there Thursday morning.
Yeah, he was live walking around. Yes, sir.
You say Jamie down there?
Hmm?
Jamie.
Who'd you say
Jamie
down there?
Jamie, I'm out of Georgia.
Oh, Jamie. Okay.
Trigger Man Racing.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. TMR. But also, Clock's office in the house today. They got that today. So, the Mudbone 2.0 is in the fucking house.
I heard that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Everybody always thought I was joking about it, them cars, but I told you they was working. They was working hard.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where they wanted to be, so they done made it down there. I hope they had good luck and be safe and everything go well and they can come back home safe.
Oh, man, hey, that's a long trip.
Hey, the fact that Mudbone 2.0 ready to read and we ain't hearing from Chuck.
Oh, man.
I ain't say that now, Mark. I ain't say that. But it could be. It could be.
Lord,
you
how
know
much?
We've been working. That's up.
Chuck got to be asleep because I know he ain't goddamn sitting on mute listening to this.
No, he ain't sleep, man. He probably out on the boat in the rain with a beer.
Oh,
uh-oh.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Miller's highlight.
Well, he can't use the excuse of being out on the boat because it's been kind of raining here all day.
He'll go spend out in the middle of the ocean in the rain if we had his ass. You believe that? He's safe. He's gone.
Lord have mercy.
Yes, sir. It's been hard to get me some chefs for the show now lately, man. You know, I got to do the frying myself, man. And I don't even want to bother the man on my show because he helped me out. You know. But I guess I just scared him off, man.
Hey, let me ask you a question, man. Since the clock's off race at 41, does it seem like street racing, drag racing is kind of going back on the upscale again, or what do you think?
That was it. Well, kind of seems real. Like it.
Yeah, seem a little slow. Like, but we getting more consistent races and just not as many yet. But it's still people trying to get their cars back together, you know.
Mhm.
And we thought that would have been easy, but man, with all this shit going on and everything went sky high, it's hard to get parts.
Yeah,
and,
part shortage.
Yeah. Now they talk about glue shortage. How the hell they come with a glue shortage? What happened to where they can't make glue?
I guess it's the chemical that's being processed over there in Germany where they get this shit from. That's what I'm hearing. I'm surprised
well, you know,
they don't have some kind of
glue was made from. I don't see how the shortage. You know, they were saying they make glue with.
I don't see how come the United States don't have their own kind of their own plant or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, they stop trying to ride off of everybody else, and the people here need jobs. Shit.
Yeah, we used to be a country that was self-sufficient.
Yeah,
now we cutting labor costs by shipping the work overseas and breaking unions and cutting labor costs and
raising taxes and running people out of the country and shit.
Yeah, well, they should try that Gorilla Glue, because that girl demonstrated when she put some in her hair. That's some good shit.
Hey, she'll never do that again.
No, sir. That's some good shit from what I see. That goddamn Gorilla Glue.
But they want the cars to roll. They want the cars to roll when they come off the brake, not to be sitting there breaking shit.
horsepower will make it come off.
Oh, man, because the way it did that girl hair, them goddamn cars going to rev up and bust everything.
Now, if you got a two-cylinder, goddamn, you get stuck in that glue, you could be in trouble.
Yeah, man.
But if you got horsepower, it should be no problem.
Oh, man. I just think they want to just price gouge everything, man. And
oh, yeah, well, that's coming next.
All these shortages.
That's coming
shit.
Next.
That's been here
that's,
already.
Yeah,
that's,
yep, that's coming next.
Yeah, man. Well, dog always talk about my tires dry rotted. Dog always talk about my tires dry rider, goddammit. I should be able to hook up with them motherfuckers.
Well, I know 41 made a statement on Facebook. They said, shit, they wasn't going out the back door with that glue no more. It's going to be only 8-mile racing.
Yeah. That shit on speed video, I don't know what that is. I thought that was going to be Bodie now, man. Some kind of Nitro Chaos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
they ain't doing nothing out there tonight.
Boating
them they ain't doing nothing out there tonight. No, they ain't doing nothing out there tonight, no way.
See, they should be testing the tournament. What happened, right?
No, they did that Thursday, yesterday.
What?
They ain't gonna race them until Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay. Saturday
some kind
and
of,
Sunday?
Yeah, Saturday and Sunday. Some kind of, I think the road course had something to do with the track today.
Oh, okay. So you can just go ahead and just get themselves together.
Yep. All they doing out there today, goddamn, is eating good barbecue and swapping a lot of spit.
Yeah, that's why Leroy had said that Bodie wanted him to be there Thursday to test and tune.
Yeah.
He didn't say nothing about Friday, but that's he sure told me that.
Yeah. Yeah, they ain't doing nothing today.
He said, I do that on Saturday. And I was saying to myself, well, what the hell wrong with Friday? But now I see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they won't be coming back home to Monday then.
Yeah, Monday and Tuesday and shit.
Yeah, that's a long drive, man.
Man.
That's what I was about to ask. How long?
Shit, 2,200
miles.
He took 30 hours. He said, because he didn't want to go through the... Go ahead, kid.
Straight out
80. We ain't going to keep on bumping heads like this.
Straight out 80.
Yeah. He said he was going a little different route because he didn't want to go through all them steep hills, so he going around Death Mountain or some shit, he said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They might have went out 90 and then had to come down, but 80, damn, they'll take you straight there. Take you straight to Salt Lake, goddamn it, then you drop down. Salt Lake City, no better.
Yeah, but he says one way you go, boy, he said the mountains be so goddamn steep going up and down. He said he'd rather go
80.
A little farther out and miss that.
That's 80.
Yeah, man. So you saying I can catch the 80 right here by my house and go straight to California?
Same goddamn highway.
Okay. I mean, you go out past Iowa and all that.
Yeah. Iowa, shit, Colorado.
Omaha. Yeah.
It's just a long haul, Eddie. That's all it is. It's a long haul. Shit.
Yeah. If I put me some street time on my bone, I can shorten it up. I just got to stop for gas.
Oh, yeah.
10 miles.
Yeah, yeah. You got to stop for gas. They catch you down around Denver and shit. You'll be all right.
Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, buddy. God damn it, Mile High City.
Everybody else got a tow. They shit to California. I can drive, man.
Man.
Real street car.
I remember the time we drove out there. Remember the time we drove out there to Sonoma, California, which is another track out there the way. Get about maybe 40 or 50 miles from where they at now. And, man, I didn't know if we were going to ever get there or not.
Yeah, man. You gotta have a team with you, boy, to make it better.
Yeah.
You got a 3-man team. Each man can drive about 10 hours, give or take, and the only time you gotta stop is to get gas or use the washroom. Shit.
Right. Yeah.
Goddamn Uncle Larry said he can drive himself. He drive me. He take the road and goddamn it run down there himself, nonstop.
Yeah, that was 30 or 40 years ago. try now, goddamn it, you find somewhere on the highway.
They say off the side of the road up on the mountains, huh?
Yeah. Believe me when I tell you. That trip there ain't no joke.
Yeah, I ain't that old. I might be able to give you about 11 before I get tired.
Yeah, I just can hold that road too, Mark, but shit, I don't know about now.
Yeah, I used to. Shit. Them days is long gone.
But I know when I get tired, I pull my ass over, goddamn. Ain't nobody else to drive. Shit, I'll take me a nap. Tell you now.
Shit, that trip going
so long, it look like you see ghosts running across the road in front of you.
That trip going to Orlando, goddamn, ain't no joke.
Yeah.
That's like 17 hours, man.
Yep.
Oh, we got a hand up, man. 2167, who we got?
Hey, I'm looking for that. My boy, they raced me a couple weeks ago. That Red Nova.
Oh, okay. From
Ronald
hey,
Lake.
He looked for what to call him, K-Dog Boy. Yeah, Ronald Lake.
Yeah, Ronald Lake. We got to have it. We got to have it.
Oh, okay.
He don't understand racing.
He don't?
Them boys, no, the boys, they lost the race, but they still want to get paid. The race was an 8-mile race. They gave him a quarter mile light.
It's Frank, yo.
Yeah. So he gets a quarter mile light.
He
don't win the race.
Ronald Lake. He might get a hold of Ronald Lake. Get Ronald Lake on the show. Ronald Lake and K-Dog now. Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, and it wasn't so bad about it was they paid everybody that bet on the side back. They gave me money back. But they kept my money. I didn't know they, you know, why you up everybody else back will keep my money. And the thing was my car came out. They paid everybody back at the track that bet side bets. They gave me money back. But they kept my money because they said they won. Because my boy crossed the line. Yeah, he crossed the line. He hit a 1,000-foot cone. The race is over at 660 feet.
Oh.
He hit the 1,000-foot speed cone. The race is over at the race is over 660 feet as a quarter as 8 miles. My car was in the air for the whole 8 miles. Three cars out in front of him. What's bad about K-Dog seen him hit the cone. If you seen him and hit the cone, where was you at when you seen him? Behind him. Yeah. Hey, is that Frank on there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Frank, you know that's not true. I was there at the race. Me and you watched the race. And
right.
Even,
what I'm saying,
even,
what I'm saying.
Even, hold on. I listened to you. Hold on, Frank. I listened to you.
Right.
Even the track people said he hit the cone, the mile per hour cone, which
he
is 80 feet before the eight. 80 feet before
no,
the eight.
No.
Man,
did
that's
anybody,
what that's
anybody,
the track.
Let me
the
tell
track
you.
Said he was DQ'd and from the beginning.
No, they wouldn't be talking. No, I'm telling you, Steve said he thought this race was a quarter mile race. That's why he gave K-Dog the light. There is no
Steve up in the tower, but the guys on the track said he was DQ because they said he hit the mile per hour cone, which is 80 feet before the eight.
No,
and Frank,
you know why, Frank,
we went through this before, and me and you watched that race, and you
knew
it.
Let me explain it,
Frank. And you
let everything
get out of control. Frank, me and you sat there and watched the race.
We
watched the race together.
Well, let me explain to you because
you
don't know about racing.
You could have stopped all that, Frank. You could have stopped all of it. We tried to prevent all of it. You could have stopped it. Me and you was talking. I said, Frank, you know he lost. And when your son looked at you, you didn't say nothing else after that.
Because I didn't know.
I thought I had a little bit much more, you know, I had more respect for, you know, and then, you know, didn't y'all want to turn around there and try to jump on people and want to fight and all the rest
of
that?
No, you didn't see me want to jump on nobody. You didn't see me want to jump on nobody.
No, you didn't want to jump on nobody, Frank, but
you
didn't tell the truth. They tried to stop it.
The thing was this. Wait a minute. The thing was this. I didn't have anything to do with them guys arguing because them was side bets. I wasn't in that.
Yeah, but, Frank, if you saw the race and you know he lost, why didn't you just step on
But he didn't lose, my man.
Frank, me and you sat there and watched the race.
Let me explain this to you.
Okay.
The race was a quarter. Well, the race was an 8-mile race.
8 miles. Yeah.
The race was over 660 feet. The mile per hour cone is 1,000 feet.
The mile per hour cone is 80 feet before the
No, it is not. No,
you,
it is not.
Go back to the track. Go back to the track. Go back to the
you
track.
Can go, you can go with me. I will tell you what you do. Listen, what I'm telling you. Call a diagram of any racetrack.
It's the 330, the 660, the 1,000-foot 1320. There is no mile hour mark ADP before the finish line.
Hey, I'm just telling you what they said. That was
what they
show you. But it was
all over with, man.
Hey, Frank, nobody wants to take nobody money.
No, this ain't what I called about.
Nobody money.
No, that ain't, but that's not what I called about. What I called about to tell you this. From now on, when I race anybody at that track, we're going to have who gives a specification. What the race is, I'm going to have my man and one of them men at that finish line. Well, Beano, what do you think you saw?
Hey,
what did you see?
Hey, I tell you this much. Ronald Lake ain't race you no more. He's not going to do it because it was just too much. It was too messy. It started mess 40 before we even got in the water box. It was messy.
Well, hey, he ain't got to race no more, but it don't even know who I race.
Frank, you tell us, whoever went around talking about we didn't have no money and all this, Frank, y'all came with a $500 bet. I put up an extra G. Y'all couldn't cover it. So how is it we didn't have no money?
Let me tell you something. Hold up. I paid the whole $500 that I put up with Ronald. Came out of my pocket.
The way it went, it was part of their money.
When we come down to race, K-Dog came over there. I took $500 out of my pocket and handed it to K-Dog. That money that you guys paid back, that was side bets. They didn't give me no money.
Hey, Frank, me and you sit there and watch that race, and we seen that man
right.
Went there before the eighth. You just like y'all said, y'all went through the whole eighth, past the eighth in the air. That's what y'all said. And I said, no, Frank, me and you sat there and watched it. But like I said, Frank, you kept tight-lipped, and you let that get out of hand. You know it. And I told you, I said, Frank, you can stop all this, man. And
I
didn't do
stuff,
it.
I didn't know nothing about all this stuff later on.
Hey, Frank,
all
you had to do was tell the truth. Frank, you all you had to do was tell the truth. Me and you were standing right there. And you
well,
said,
I'm
you that. Oh, man, he crossed.
But then,
y'all come back 30 minutes later and say, y'all won.
Right, because somebody came to us with a video at the 8th mile mark. And Rodney was out in front of him, 3 cars.
8th mile mark. Let me tell you something. Only thing y'all had was 2 videos of him behind, and y'all couldn't even tell if it was at the 8th mile or what.
I got a video right now. I can send it to you and show it to you.
That's the one you had on Facebook, and you still can't tell.
No.
Come on.
No, it didn't come on Facebook. It came up on the white guy at the track. My car was out in front of him. 3 cars out in front of him when it came.
Yeah,
when it was at the 8th mile.
Hey, you left up out of there like a bat out of hell. I ain't gonna lie.
There's no way. I don't care what day of the week, month, year.
What up?
Who's that? K-Dog? What up?
Yeah.
I don't know who it is.
It's K-Dog, man.
Oh, okay, yeah. I wasn't worried about what I call about. Wasn't about the race. I'm just saying what I call about anybody racing anymore out there. From now on, when you race, have a man, your man, or somebody else's man at the end of that track.
Just for the record, it was 2 guys with Frank. What was them? Your brothers, Frank, or your sons?
They made fun of my brother. Man, I got my brothers is dead.
Which one was driving the car? How is he kin to you?
That was your son.
Huh?
That's my nephew.
That's your nephew.
Okay, your nephew. He wanted. He 20 minutes to 30 minutes after we race, y'all come back saying y'all want money. I didn't run over no cone. The people at the track said y'all ran over the miles an hour cone. He argued with me about who won the race and all that.
Right.
It really wasn't even that important to me, man. Y'all act like we raced thousands of dollars. It was a free race. We gave the ones back who was causing trouble because I didn't want my name coming up at the track.
Right, that's what I was
fighting nobody
you,
in this and that,
board,
man. I left that shit
alone, man. I
wasn't
worried about
the name.
Like I told you, $5 ain't going to make a break.
And then, Frank, I kept trying to tell you to get your family and get your people, man, and it could have got way.
Could have got away worse, man. So this guy, that big fat guy, I didn't even know who he was. The big fat guy.
Don't matter. He was with y'all. guys knew who he was.
Hey,
I don't know
when
he was. He was in y'all pot.
Hey, Frank,
he had to be with y'all. He was in y'all pot.
Yeah,
I didn't know.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't. You know, my son them, they hang with the people. I don't know none of them. I don't hang with them young kids. Man, I'm 69 years old. I'm banging.
The whole thing was.
I'm out of
town, fellas. I just wanted to clarify that. That's all.
I'm out of town.
I got to go, y'all.
Frank, ain't nobody saying you hang with him. It's just that, man, a lot of that stuff could have been bad. And we were
That's what I'm trying to say. You know what would have made the shit right? If you had, like we should have had, a DM man and somebody at the finish line, there would have been no argument. You can't have no race. Everybody at the finish, everybody at the starting line, trying to tell who won at the finish line. But all of them was at the starting line. Well, nobody down at the finish line. That's what's wrong.
Hey, Frank, me and you standing right up behind when he took off. You saw it.
I understand it, but I'm saying, I didn't see what happened at the finish line.
Let me say this, Frank. You saw it, and I saw it. You said, man, he crossed. I'm sitting there listening to you. That's why when everything broke out and everybody's getting ready to start playing, I said, Frank, you know me and you sitting here watching the race. You can stop this, Frank. You didn't. Hey, I'm going to tell you, when your nephew turned around and looked at you and gave you that look, Frank, you didn't say nothing else after that.
I said, Frank,
come on now, man. I said, Frank, you're going to let this get out of hand. I said, Frank, you need to say something. You said, hey, I'll pay you your $100 back. And your nephew said, I don't want your money. I want it from him. See, that's when all the BS started. I mean, I ain't going to say all of it started, but it's steady going on.
Yeah, they want me to pay him. They wanted me to pay all them back because
they didn't want you to pay him back. You offered to pay him back. He said no. He didn't want you to pay him back. I told him, like you said, you
tried to get him stressed. But I tell you what, fuck this race. If you motherfuckers want to argue that bad, I will give you all your money back, and we can go about our business. But that's when you all said, no, we'll pay him back. I tried my best to get it straight because I was going to pay him out my pocket. It wasn't going to make a break, me. But everybody wanted to argue. I said, well, fuck it. Do what y'all want to do. You heard me willing to tell them, hey, I'll give you $100 back. Out of my pocket.
Yeah, but Frank, but by the end, you would let it get out of hand. It got real out of hand.
What more can I do? I only give $100 back.
Frank, only thing you had to do was tell the truth. Because me and you sat there and watched it.
The truth was this, like I said, the man did cross the line. But I couldn't tell where. I didn't know he hit the cone at 1,000 feet. He didn't hit the cone in the way 600 feet. He was out in front of the man at 600 feet. 650 feet is
out in front of him.
When he came out there, he was past the 8 mile mark. He hit the cone at 1,000 foot mark.
Well,
that's where speed was at.
Frank, we all got different theories of it. And everything. I know what I saw. I'm just telling you, if you go by the track. The track said, the people down low said he was disqualified because he hit the cone. He said, man, I can take you down there. But everything got out of hand. I don't want to come back over there where y'all was at and bring y'all over
Steve said the reason why he told him that when they came up there was he thought it was a quarter mile race, not an 8 mile race. Nobody even told the man that.
But he said he came down and crossed before the eighth. That's what they said.
He didn't. You only got 2 mile hours. You only got 2 mile hours.
Let me tell you something, Frank. Y'all hadn't even talked to him. Only thing y'all did was went up there. If y'all talked to him, why y'all didn't tell us that? Y'all went up there and got some type of a slip.
Let me finish this. If my car would hit the mile per hour cone in the 8th mile, why did I get an 8 mile ticket? They gave me an 8 mile ticket for my car. But
you
didn't have a 4 mile reading.
Well, you know what? Let me tell you something. I don't even know if you even got 8 mile. Y'all come back with a piece of paper that y'all didn't even show us.
Oh, we got 8 mile ticket.
Let me tell you something. The guy sitting there holding the paper, talking about, well, you know what? Man, you can tell on here on the paper. I say, well, what? Well, let me see the paper. They kept on. They kept moving.
They right, kept on going. Don't worry about it. If you motherfuckers are mad, I'll give you money back.
Hey, Frank, I look at it like this.
Yeah.
If y'all won it with the timesheet and everything, why y'all didn't get both of them?
You can't get both of them. Now, that's a rule.
Okay.
That's a rule that Bill got
well,
at that track.
Well, if that's the case, you could have took somebody over there and went and got it from over there. Or even if one of y'all would have went over there and gave them the number of Ronald Lake car and told them what it was, and they would have given
it. No, they won't give it to you, no. You know the reason why they don't do that? Bill quit doing that because people was going down to that track and going over to buy that little ticket booth. And when you ran somebody, they would go and say, well, I want the ticket for car 25. They were taking that ticket and coming back and tell everybody what your car ran. That's how everybody picked on you and want to race you because they knew what you ran.
Wait one minute, though.
Bill's got a rule now at that track. If you grudge race, or you got no clock in your car, if you don't come up to that tower and ask for your ticket, you don't get one. He quit putting tickets in the ticket for that reason. Now, if you got no clock and on your car, no clock in the other car, the ticket's torn in half. You get your half, they get their half. Don't give you no ticket together. If you run somebody in a bracket race, it's going to show your time and it's going to show the person that you ran. But you got your time in the window. That's the way drag racing goes, my man.
Well, then why y'all didn't show us the ticket?
I told you, it didn't make me no difference. I was done. I said, yeah, I'm the one out the $500. You all ain't out the $500. They are they side betting money. I told Ronald Lake, keep the money, man. We'll race another day.
Man, hey, the way that went,
and that's
man,
what I did.
Man, it could have went. Totally
no, I wasn't getting
man.
No, I wasn't getting no other hand. Now. I wasn't going to get out no hand.
Man, it got out when your younger nephews and them, and I'm trying to break everything up, and they swinging on people and all the rest. They got out of hand.
Well, man, I can only handle two at a time. I'm 69
right.
years old.
I
ain't no spring chicken.
Hey, I understand.
See, I tried to do what I had to do. All right, let's stop everybody arguing. I'm going to pay everybody their money back. We all just quit arguing. Nobody wanted to even talk to me. I know everybody wanted to fight and argue more. But, man, fuck y'all. Me and Ronald Lake both walked off. I ain't seen Ronald no more the rest of the night. But what I'm saying, though, man, when you race like that, have your man at the finish line, your man, their man, and you ain't got no problem. A DM man holding the money. There ain't no problem. That's the way. I've been racing down there 40-something years. It's always been like that. And now it's really going to get hectic out there now that he ain't going to spray the track no more.
I thought he was going to spray it on certain events.
Only time that track is going to get sprayed on a scheduled event that's already been paid for, they're going to do it. But then them guys, since they're paying for it, they ain't gonna be no testing tune. So like if say they have a gambler's race, you can't test the tune that day. And then it might get so bad that we might only be able to test the tune one day a month out there till something comes around. But it ain't only 41, it's all track. Even the Grove, Mile and all of them got the same problem. They ain't got the ship to put down on the track. Now you can bring your own VHC, but that's only going to get you out maybe 35, 40 feet, and then you're done anyway. But as the night progresses, that shit gets carried out and start getting better toward the end of the night. But we got a problem amongst us racing. We go out there all from noon to the day. That we don't want to run to 10 minutes before the track closes. 10 minutes before the track, well, everybody want to get a race in. All day long, you couldn't buy a race. So now you're going to have to start spraying your own tire, get your race on, and get on about there, sit down. So he's going to handicap everybody. So now we don't, nothing, and they put a handful of people up here, cars set up for 8 miles. I'm not gonna change the brand of my car to run 8 miles, and then 2 months down the road they go back to quarter mile. I don't run 8 miles unless I go down south. But then I change the brand in my car. When I go down there, I'm ready to go down there. I come back, I put the other pig in it. It's a lot of work, you know, by yourself. Now, if I had a whole bunch of help, I'd do it, but I ain't doing it. I really let my car sit in the garage and handicap my car to go out and run 8 miles. I didn't build it for that.
Hey, I know Ronald probably, he probably listened, he probably going to call in.
Yeah, Ronald come in. Hey, let me tell you one thing about Ronald. Ain't no problem with me and Ronald. We've been knowing each other too long. We two old goats. Well, you know, I ain't got no hard feeling with Ronald. K-Dog just like a brother. K-Dog get anything I got. My thing is, I wasn't even thinking about the money. My thing is, I'm just specifying for all future races. Have you a DM man? Have you somebody to finish line? You won't have this problem. That's what I'm trying to eliminate the problem for anybody else. Have you two people at that finish line, yours and theirs, and somebody holding the money, you don't have no problem with it. Somebody says, you got paid. And that's all we need to do. Let somebody handle the money and two eyes on the finish line. Then we won't have no argument what this said, what that, who said. It's an open and cut case. Because you picked the DM man and I did too. And you got your man there the line, I got mine. Everybody's satisfied.
Well, me and you was the deal, man. We both saw it.
But we wasn't at the finish line.
No, we
wasn't
at
really
the finish line.
So we really don't know what happened. I'll tell you what, I couldn't even see the 330 marker. And I was at the starting line. I ain't no spring chicken. My eyes ain't like it used to be. I didn't know. I know he hit the Bible hour cone, and the Bible hour cone is 1,000 feet. There's no Bible hour cone 80 feet before the 8 mile. If you look at the ticket, let me tell you this. Look at it. If you got an old timing ticket, look at your ticket. The ticket shows 60 foot, 330, 630, 1,000 foot, 1320. It don't show 80 feet before the 660.
Well, only thing I know is when I talked to everybody on the track, because they, when everything calmed down, I went over there.
Right.
And he talking about the guy that was 12 o'clock. I said, yeah. He said he crossed 80 feet before.
He crossed to get the Bob hour cone. It's just 1,000 feet.
Only thing I could do is say what they told me. I ain't pay nobody.
I know,
but
I'm saying. You didn't tell the people, and I didn't either, that it was a 8 mile race.
Right.
They thought it was a quarter mile race. That's why they gave K-Dog the light.
Well, yeah.
Because they go out the back door anyway.
Hey, Frank. Race is done and over with. We ain't going, everybody got a different theory of how.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
By what the people said at the track, I mean, man, it you say one thing, they, you know, they say another or whatever.
Right,
so
what I called about was, so we don't have that problem again. It's going to take three people, two people at the finish line, and one person holding the money. Then you ain't got no question, because you got two sets of eyes down at the finish line. You got the one man designated to hold the money. When it gets done with the race, oh, here, who won? John won. Tommy won. And you pay them off. Then you won't have no argument. Because like you said, that could get dirty. Could get ugly. Imagine if it was a $10,000 race. And I don't see plenty of them races down south. Now, I mean, them boys, they come to, I mean, baseball bats come out. But, I mean, we all, probably the only handful of us around here that race. We don't need that problem amongst us.
Yeah, which is true.
I mean, you're right. I mean, man, look at all the years of street racing for $5,000, $6,000. Didn't nobody ever get out there, get no fight. We didn't have to fight. You knew who won. Got your money and you was gone. You licked your wound, come back another day.
Hey,
I've been racing all over Chicago. Skyway. Stony Island. I was a damn young kid driving a car. My old man was the first started racing. I raced in the goddamn amphitheater. Half y'all didn't even know nothing about drag racing then. My first race was inside the damn amphitheater.
Y'all remember that racing?
Yeah.
Racing indoors. That's what we used to race in.
Indoor.
Go up to the stockyard.
In between poles.
The stockyard, try to run. Huh?
Indoors, in between poles and shit.
There you go. There you go. And did nobody argue, fight, or nothing. You lost your race, you paid your man, and went on to the next race. But it's got to be, you got to have three people to have a race, two people to watch the finish line, one from each side, and somebody hold the money, you ain't got no problem, no argument, no nothing. Go on, run that race and get back, going back and eat barbecue hamburgers, drink pop, pat each other on the back and talk shit. But the race is over to the next race. All that arguing, fighting, and wanting to hit each other, it ain't necessary. Because that don't prove nothing at the end of the night, but we was some fools. And that's what the white man, he won't feel that crazy anyway. We need to quit doing it. That's why I offered to give the niggas back their money. Look at man, I'll give y'all the money. Just shut your fucking mouth. We don't want your money. Okay, then. You don't even want to talk to me. I tried to stop here. Here's your money back. I don't care. I got a pocket full of money. I'm not going to go nowhere without no money in my pocket.
Hey, Frank, and then make it so bad, you know, I tried to help you up when your nephew shot past there and knocked you down trying to swing on somebody.
There you go. But right now, I'm hurting so bad now, man, across my bed. I got to go the 23rd of August. I'm gonna have my left hip replaced and my right knee replaced. Because back 2 years ago, a guy ran over my motorcycle with a car and hit me. And I tried to work because my thing was to get 50 years in the mill and retire. I ain't going to make it now. I'm just going to get the surgery and go on and retire. Well, that was the reason. That was hurting so bad that night. And that's why I told Ron, I can't feel the shifter in my hand to drive my own damn car. I mean, that hurt me to have a car as fast as I got, and I can't drive my own goddamn car. And I wish I could sell all that shit. I sell that goddamn car, motorhome, all the motors and shit I got. Because it ain't no fun no more, man. It's not fun like it used to be. It was enjoyment to go to the track. When my kids were little, I'd have a pickup truck full of my little kids, food, go out there and cook all day long, race all day, and come on home and go fishing. Now I don't give a fuck if I even go to the track. I wouldn't have been out there that night, but I was supposed to ran Vic, but Vic got sick. So I went on and showed up anyway, and then Vic come walking around the track. But I didn't fuck with Vic. I told man, look, if you see Vic, tell Vic, don't worry about the fuck out money. I don't want it. That man is sick. He needs that money more than I do. And I didn't tell Vic to pay me because me and Vic was locked in $300 and $1,000 or better. He could, he's walking around. He's supposed to give me $300, but I didn't want the money. I'm not that kind of man. You keep your money, Vic. We'll raise another day. He's okay, man. And shook my hand and walked on wherever he went. Same way I done the same thing with Ronald Lake. If he got that money, I gave Ronald the money, I'll it's too late because I didn't have nobody down there to prove I won. But I said, we'll get it another day. It'll be another, because I know down in my heart, even K-Dog knows, Ronald Lake couldn't beat me on his best day. His car would never beat mine on his best day.
Hey, I ain't going to lie, man. You shot that man, shot shit out of my leg. We even lie.
Huh?
I mean, that goddamn
car, that car, my car is so violent. I didn't even, normally it don't do that. It's just that track was sticky that night, and the car went up there and stayed up there. And come down, and I can show you up on him. Didn't tear a goddamn thing up. Didn't scratch nothing. Sparks come from the goddamn brackets hanging down from my, I got straps up in the front. So when I chained my car down, rather like me getting up under there, I just pull them forward, and I just put them in like a seatbelt latch. But my car, it's just a good car. But I know Ron knew he couldn't beat me, but it's cool. It wasn't up with Brad. It was a little friendly race between me and him. We've been fucking with each other for because the car that he got, that was my car. I sold that car. Matter of fact, that Nova that they had was mine and that Chevelle when my Uncle Bubba was living. I had both of them cars and sold them. To Tony, and then Tony sold it over to Atlanta, and somebody else bought the Chevelle.
And I didn't see that Chevelle no more until I come up with Gary one day, and a buddy of mine, Ron, tow truck Ron, was doing some Rick Cage working on it, poor guy. He said, oh, yeah, I bought it from Tony. Yeah, I know cars. I mean, them was good cars if I had them. But I'll get him again one day. Whenever I get my hand getting sick, I'll get in and try around him. He'll try it again. But it'll be me and him racing.
He should be on there listening right about now.
Had Ronald sleep now. Yeah, Ronald sleeping with young girls and wore his ass out. That man took a Viagra and got in a little pussy, then he's sleepy. Ronald ain't just like me, you ain't no spring chicken. I'm just fortunate the good Lord blessed me to let me keep racing at 69 years old. Who's my age? Y'all be sitting their ass down.
But I'm still here doing a senior event or something.
Huh? Man, let me tell you this. This is from the heart. This is. I've been telling my kids, and I told my girl the other day, this is my last year with that race car. I'm going to put that shit in the garage. If I don't sell it, I'm going to put it. I'll put muffins and tailpipes on it, and I'm going to drive it on the street. I'm going to sell my boat, the motorhome for sale, both my motorcycles for sale. I'm going to set my ass down before that shit kill me. My reflex ain't what it was 25 years ago. And when you get 150, 175 miles an hour, you ain't got no, uh-oh, I should have done. It's too late. You should have done. When you can't do it, it's too late. So sometimes you got to realize it's over, and it's over for me. So I'll never get behind the wheel of that car again. I won't be mad as far as racing, but I'll drive it on the street.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hold on.
But that's what I call it. All I call it in that one, man, was just getting a straight one. Everybody out there that races, have you three people to make sure that your race is right. Two people on the finish line and one person holding the money. We won't have no more arguments. Won't be no close calls. We'll have no problem amongst us. We gotta push that forward and keep ourselves safe. We just add to the show instead of being the show. It ain't necessary for us to be a clown and act a fool. If you fellas have a nice evening, I'm ready to go get me some shrimp, and I'm going to sit down and eat and have me a ball. I got a fat girl come over at 9:30, and goddamn, it's almost time for the bed.
Hey, Frank, hold on, man. Hold on,
yeah,
Frank, man. I want some of them shrimps.
Hey, man, I got the $9.95 small, not the large, small. You can have the fries. I don't want them anyway. You ain't getting no shrimp.
I want no fries, man. The fries make
you get
the fat, man. I got to keep my physique, man. I don't want no fries.
See, it's too late for that. You should have did that 25 years ago. Yeah, your physique is gone, like mine.
Hey, man, pull that spaghetti, man.
Pull that shirt. You think I'm right? How much you think I weigh?
I don't know, Frank. I weigh 180 pounds.
Oh, shit. Well, I got you by a bunch. I tipped the scale the other day at 203. And I said, wait, but that ain't something
damn,
right.
You big guy.
No, hey, that wasn't right. I'm on the scale the other night. I weighed 289 pounds. 289.
Damn, Frank.
Yep.
Well, I
used to weigh that
about 350, Frank.
Oh, no, I used to weigh that, but not no more. As long as I got hit with that motorcycle, I lost a lot of weight. But I used to be up to 350, 360.
Yeah.
But that motorcycle accident, man, tore my ass up. I can't eat like I used to. I leave all that fried food on and shit. I can't do nothing.
I'm going to have to come see you, catch you with them shrimp. I'm going to stick your ass up.
Well, come on, but you better come on quick because you don't get that many in a small. I think you're going to get you like six. But I'm going to get on up with me. I got this little barrel coming over.
I'll give you E.T. Shrimp getting his hot tub. And
all right.
If his old bag will work, I'm going to do something. But I'll see y'all again at the racetrack.
I'll
try it
around
the lake, though.
Take care.
Me and him going to try it again one day.
Oh, yeah.
I'll get y'all in it later.
All right. Take care, Frank. 93.78, your mic open.
Yes, sir. What's up, Big Eddie and Mark, Ron Lake? How you gentlemen
hey,
doing?
Hey, good, Frank. Good, Gavin. All right, how you doing, Ron?
Yeah. Man, I'm blessed. Retired and living good. Wake up and put my feet
I
on
know
the plate
right,
every
man.
Day. You're healthy, you're well.
Yes, sir.
Stay healthy, you'll stay wealthy. Man,
man,
but you
tell
know
me
what,
about
man? Doing this racing and being friends with people, man, the arguing, I can't handle that shit. I'm 68 years
yeah.
old. I could have raced that white boy with that blue Camaro for $200 or $300, win or lose, shook hands, and goddamn it, it would have been the best thing happening. I don't want to argue. I don't want to argue with no motherfucking body. Anybody can win
right.
a race, man. I done raced 7 second rails in a bracket meet, goddammit, when he spun the tires, that old 10 second car got away from him. So anything can happen in this game, man. Oh yeah, he had a machine.
Yeah.
I give him credit. I give Mr. Farmer credit. That motherfucker had a machine ready. But I don't want to argue with no motherfucking loose cannons. I asked Frank to decelerate this shit. De-escalate it. But if it got to get like that in this game, God bless you, I'm going to go back bracket racing. And I ain't scared to put a number on the clock. I'm not going to be scared. That's where I'm going. I'm going to be out there next motherfucking Saturday in that a nostalgia race with a number on the board. Because I'm going to enjoy myself in life the rest of my life. And ain't worried about who want to be King Kong and Mighty Joe Young. I don't give a damn. And I'm a happy man. I've been doing this shit 50-some years, man. I try to teach people what I know.
Yes, sir.
And they turn on you like a garden. They turn on you like a black mamba snake after you done showed them everything you know. So God bless you, whoever you want to be. Stay strong, stay healthy, keep your wealth. When Frank said his arms was messed up, we should have just left it alone. Just walk away. Because I'd rather race in a bracket meet, eat cherry tomatoes and Swedish meatballs going in, up inside of your trailer, enjoying them. Then white brothers is better than what we're doing because they share with you. Sharing is caring.
They fight too now, Ronald. They fight too.
Yeah, but if you present yourself that bullshit, if you got that ghetto life in you,
I didn't see
do
him.
It. Man, I didn't see motherfuckers fight
I up
the
white
road,
folks fight
their ass up. Listen, I seen them white boys say,
fight.
You ain't going to put your hand on me. Hey, listen, he said, you ain't going to put your hand on me and leave. That motherfucking chopper came out, boy, with a clip so long, and I'm not the news, boy. I got to fuck away from that because I'm going to live.
I know that's right.
I'm going to be a happy living person. I'm not no damn fool, man. But I don't want to argue. I'm just not going to argue. If you go bracket racing, you whoop my ass, I'll shake your hand, okay? How about that? That's a gentleman race.
Right.
I race
hey,
people
man,
men,
you remember in the HRA. You saying,
you know
John
what I'm
Forson
saying?
Yeah. That fight. Come on, man.
Well, I mean, you know, in the heat of the moment, anything can happen. But like I said, cars is just made to run and have fun. Anything can happen.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can happen. It's no given
yeah.
that it, this can't happen. Yo, he can scrap it up your ass bad, boy. He can put it on you now. But then
yes,
he blow the tires off of it. You can squeak up out of there.
Yeah.
I just ain't going to argue with nobody, man. I just like to de-escalate shit before it arises to a bonfire. Because it's no
That's
good.
Right. That's
I'm
right.
I want to be 70, like Vega Joe and them. They 78 years old racing. Come on, man.
Yeah.
I hope to be doing that at 78. I hope to live that long at 78 and still punching a gas cutter when shifting. I just pray to be safe, man, and happy. Peace is not priceless, man. It costs so much. It's hell in this world.
Yeah.
Everybody got it in them, like they damned injected with venom. Man, you can help a person and he'll spit that cobra snake venom on your ass 2 days from now. Come on, man. Live as long as you can and be as happy as you can. Because don't nobody really give a damn about you. Don't nobody, man. And a four-year-old told me that, boy. I gave him $20 for the ice cream, man. I said, thanks for telling the truth. Because don't nobody give a damn. They pretend. They got 20,000 pretenders. But that man's car was hustling, boy. He got a piece in there. I chewed off a little fat. Nice chunk of
You need to cut it out, Ronald. You need to cut it out. I'm on your bumper, boy. I'm on your bumper. You better cut it out.
Listen, man.
Cadillac on the line, baby. I'm back, baby.
Hey, boy, listen. You got to pick your poison in this game.
That's right. You got to pick your poison. Okay. I don't want no trouble. Hey, Ronald. I'm on the sideline.
68, hey, listen, I'm scared of snakes. Them black African mambas is in that tall grass over there. Ain't no garden snakes, nigga.
Hey, Ron Lake, I'm going to tell you. I just want to let you know I'm with you. I'm on the sideline. I ain't pushing the gas, but I'm on the bumper. That's all I'm going to say. I'm show car quality now. That's all.
I know, baby.
But I got something to get out and get down through there.
Show car quality is the best thing to have. You got peace and serenity in your heart.
That's what
you like in this world. Everybody want to be King Kong and Mighty Joe Young. They want to go get them 805 cubic inch, them shimmy motors. You want to go down there and get some Gene Fulton motors. You want to go down there and get Sonny Leonard motors. I'm a happy motherfucker in the little class I'm in.
Ronald,
I'm proud to be where I'm at.
Check it out.
Ain't nobody
this where I'm at right
joy,
now.
Man. Nobody can steal nobody's joy.
Nobody. I ain't gonna let nobody steal my joy because you know what, Ronald? Big Eddie, you know what I can do, Big Eddie? I can do a burnout in my garage, and I smell it, and I'm good, baby.
Yes, sir. Cadillac,
you ain't going to throw Ryan's head away.
Say what?
You ain't going to throw Ryan's head away.
I ain't going to do nothing, man. You right. I ain't going to do nothing. I told you I'm a car show pretty. I'm a car show. I tell y'all that,
you
man.
You have been. I ain't never had, nigga.
I'm a long way from a has-been, nigga. I'm still in it. I hear your sad self, so I'm still in it. I bet you won't get next to me.
You ain't got nothing to get next to.
I bet you won't do that.
Got nothing to get next to.
All thing you got to do, get up there, act like it. Act like you want to get up there with the lack. You want to tangle. You rather tangle with a bat than to tangle with me, sucker. What's up, Eddie?
Somebody's riding in the
What
street.
Up, man? Hey man, I just had to tune in, man. I've been trying to get this can together, man. I've been polishing on it, man. Just remembering when, Eddie. I ain't trying to do nothing, man. But Eddie, if they push me, Eddie. They tap me on the shoulders.
So
I got to go, Eddie.
So you ain't no killer, but don't push you.
There you go, Eddie. I ain't no killer, but don't push me. Don't push me. That's all.
They could hit you with a 2x4 on your shoulder. You ain't going to do that.
Hey, kid, why you want to hurt me, man? Why you want to hurt me, man? I just told you I ain't doing nothing, man. I ain't doing nothing, kid. As long as I hear a sad winder like you, I'm all good. I'm in the right place. That's all.
I'm glad to be in that spot. That's all. That's all I'm going to say. Kid, what's happening, kid? The Cadillac on the line, baby.
Big Reese, listen, Daddy-O. Reese, listen. In the old days, if right now this day, if we could knock out, if everybody wouldn't be scared and we could all put our numbers in a clock, in a bag, and whoever got the handicap and he got to run King Kong, get down, boy. Because you can get put on the trip. Anybody can get put on the trip.
But Ronald Lake, but Lake, check it out. That's what they used to do in the hole back there. That's what they used to do in the hole. Hey, look at here. It was a cat. You remember, what was that dude had that 68 or 67 Camaro said, bet you can't on there, James Peterson. James Peterson.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was his name. James Peterson, George Flagg. All them all them dudes, man, look at here. You couldn't bet enough. And bet enough was this here. Get up to the line. I don't care how much money you get up there. And the fastest car didn't always win.
That was my cousin, man.
What? I didn't know that, bro.
Don't steal the joy in
our family. Jane Peterson, Sonny Goodson, all of us. We all family.
What? I didn't know that, Ed.
Yeah, you know, they used to have that hotel over there. The big old hotel. That's what Sonny ended up putting his cars at. Yeah.
Look at his Larry James Peterson.
Yeah.
I seen that dude, man. That dude, he raced for $200. He said, man, I got $200. I bet you can't take from me. Man, they gave him the bus. Man, that yellow Camaro was gone, boy. Big Ty had that big 588 back there. That Joker was riding, boy, running 1320s, 1140s. He was riding, though. They had, man, we used to stay outside all night to the next day, man. And we raced for $50 to $500, man. And people putting this money together to race. If it wasn't too late, we still could make it to the barbecue. That was G's and B's on Leon's barbecue.
Yes, sir.
If we didn't make no money, we went to White Castle. Okay?
Damn.
And that still was six in the morning, man.
If it rained today, the game started.
That's what I was been. Big Mike know about the baby face. He know about the dice game. What's up, Big Daddy? Man, your pimp in the house. I come to claim it back, boy. I got some for these boys. I'm gonna show them how to polish their car up. That's all I can do, Big Daddy and Mark. That's all I can do, man. I just polish them up, man. I can show them a little technique with some soap and some water, man. That's all I can do. I ain't doing that. I'm just glad to be in the world, man. Glad
Thank
to be
you,
in
King.
The world.
Thank
Come
you,
on,
Father.
Man. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, just
man.
Let this thank you for letting my voice still be strong. Thank you.
They don't even think
man,
about tomorrow is coming.
No.
Tomorrow
no.
There's no tomorrow for others.
No other, man. The way these youngins, they don't know nothing about this, Big Daddy. They don't know nothing about
Lord,
this.
Jesus. Lord,
man. I was tuning in and I heard Ronald. I had to say something because my main man Lake, Fast Lake on the line. Fast Lake, all them boys they fast. Yes, sir. I'm just glad I know him. But it's one thing I can say. I pulled my car the other day, and I started it up. Big Eddie, she said, "Where the trouble at?
Yeah.
Where he at? Let me at him. Let me at him." I said, "Nah, man, you don't need to do that. Hey, Daddy, just go pull you out. Let me add the tires up. Let me put some air in these tires and add these slicks up so I can pull it out and let it get some fresh air because she's been in the house so long."
Ooh-wee.
Hey, Rob, that's all I can do, man.
Deacon Reese, bring her out, baby. You know man, she wants to here. Bless somebody. Hey, like, she will do some blessings.
Yes,
she's
sir.
A blessing. She
yes,
would
sir.
Show the blessing.
Where you going to be at tomorrow, Carolina? Where you going to be at tomorrow?
Man, I'll
Where
be at the
be tomorrow, man.
I'll be around. I'll be at the garage, I guess. I got a couple of errands I got to run, but I'll be
yeah,
at
come
the
on.
Garage every day.
Give me a holler, man. Come by tomorrow afternoon, man. I'm going to fry this mud bone up for you.
Man, come on, man. Hey, if my nuts get hot, I might drive it over there. I ain't scared.
Yeah, drive it
only thing
you.
They can do it.
Drive
one
of them.
Only thing
here.
They can do is give me a gas. Only thing they got to do is make sure I got. Only thing I got to do is make sure I got some gas and make sure I got bond money. That's all. Cause man, that pump feels
yeah.
good, boy. Man, hey, the first
yeah,
300
man.
Feet, I'm good. I'm good, Eddie. I smell it, man. She smells so
yeah,
good,
man.
Woo. Man, stick my nose all the way up in that girl, boy. She, woo! That's all I can say.
I'm trying to find
Kellac.
Yeah.
Keep an ice pack on your nuts, man, so that shit won't cross your mind no more.
Hey, nah, you wrong. I ain't putting no ice pack nowhere, nigga. Hey, kid, that keep me going.
Uh-oh.
Hey, kid, it ain't... I ain't got to go to the track to smell no rubber. I can do a burnout in my shop or in my lot and let that RPM get it. And she leap. I step out the car. Oh, that smells so good. I'm good. I done got my jollies off. It don't take much for the old man. That's all I'm trying to tell you.
You better go. You better go to the doctor having them continuous nightmares and shit.
I ain't got to go to the doctor. You go to the doctor. My boat might not float yours, so I ain't worried
yeah.
about you. I'm worried about me, man.
You got a point there.
Do you understand? We in our 60s, man. Some of us in
yeah.
our late 60s. Some of us in our mid-60s. We in
yeah.
our early 60s. Man,
mm-hmm.
it's a blessing.
It's
I ain't got to try to do what I used to do. I ain't got
mm-hmm.
to try to be the fastest no more. I'm
yes,
good
sir.
Just being in the lane. I'm good
just being in
the lane, man. So, kid, what you say, you take that to the doctor and tell him to smoke it. Tell him don't get nothing
on
it.
All right.
That's it,
they don't
man.
Come, people don't understand that.
Man,
can't
you
kill nobody's joy.
God,
ever,
man.
Like, the
man,
joy stealing is not to be had.
That's
you
it. That's
it.
All they had, joy.
I'm
trying
yeah.
to tell you.
You ain't the maker, baby.
Wait a minute. You know what I was watching this morning? I was watching a documentary on Curtis Mayfield. And, man, he was singing. Man, he brought a message, man. He was singing
if
about what's going on
low,
right now back
go.
Then. If it's a hell
mm-hmm.
below, all you niggas going to go.
Mm-hmm.
He kept it real, man. Man, you got to keep it real to yourself, man. It's like my uncle always said. He said this, and I live by this. He said, man, you go around one time, but be good to yourself.
Yes,
so if you're
indeed.
Good to yourself, the people you're around, you're going to be good because it's going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. That's all I got to say. Man, I'm trying to tell you I was real, man. Man, we 60, man. We 60.
Mm-hmm.
I'm proud of my 60s, dog. I'm proud
I'm
of my 60s.
I'm happy. I'm happy as
man, come on, man. Come on, man.
Grateful.
That's all I'm
going
to say to you.
Thankful.
Ooh-wee. Ooh-wee.
Enjoying life.
Man,
and
then the thing, what you got to be grateful for and thank the blessings of the Lord and he give you grace and mercy. Dude, everything
mm-hmm.
work, you ain't got to have nobody take care of you. If you think you could make it and you got sick, say you got sick tonight, do you have anyone you really can say you could call on? Think about that. So
mm-hmm.
you got to throw your hands up and you got to tell God, thank you. You understand?
I'm saying, scream it.
Come on, man.
He'll hear you.
Come on, man.
It's just like
Eddie. Take Eddie as the prime example. Look how far he done took this show.
Uh-huh.
He got the baton passed to him. He been keeping on. He even go through his moments, whatever. But he keep the show going.
Uh-huh.
He keep the show going. But this is the thing. This is his medicine. This is what keep him going. He found his purpose.
The strength.
Uh-huh.
That gives
he
you
found his
cinema.
Strength, man. Come on. Man, I'm telling you, man, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Never got life on the
Praise.
Line, baby. I'm driving, baby. I'm driving. I got my foot down on the pedal and both hands on the wheel, my boy. And thank you, the Lord, man. And hey, my health, man, I'm getting back strong. Man, I just thank the Lord that I'm here, man. I thank the Lord that I'm here, brothers. So all this
you
riding, you're hating on the next man, get that hate out your heart, man. If a man cop mess up on you, hey, man, I'm just glad it didn't get hurt. You didn't get hurt or nothing. Because at the end of the day, anything can happen in a car.
Mm-hmm.
Anything. That car could be running fine. You get up there and da-da-da, and you running for some money, guess what? It could poop. And the other car gone, and you try to recover, you just ran out of real estate. You didn't have enough room to catch him. You like, man, this car ain't never
Chuck,
did this
where your
year.
Scary ass at, man? Come on here and fry this fish. I ain't going to let nobody bother
man.
You, man.
Oh, man,
yeah,
not the Chuck and Luck. Chuck, a 2-2. Get up there. You got 10 in the bus and with
yeah,
the car going on. In reverse.
I ain't going to tell you why he's scared to come on, man, but I ain't going to bother, man. I ain't trying to make
man,
nobody
man,
race if I don't want to race.
Chuck ain't shut that mud ball. Man, Chuck said he'll put Mudbone on the trailer. He'd get Mudbone what he need and come by him the next day and tell him he needs
you
some help.
You said the
he
key
got.
Word, he's safe. He's safe. Fan ain't playing.
Fan ain't playing.
Fan ain't playing.
Hey, but there's one thing about Chuck of Luck. He ain't spinning, so you know he winning. That is all. He winning.
I got to go and fry these couple of pieces of fish right quick, y'all. Want y'all to come on bad with me, man, because I wouldn't feel right on a Friday if I can't fry somebody and they didn't got their ass whooped.
Yeah, we're frying that. That's what Friday Fish Fry's about. Come on, get up there.
I'm going to change the order around, because on the street, we had a nice little street race. This boy with this black tiger out there, the one that Shorty, where they hand each other some. He hand Shorty them first race. He
mm-hmm.
whooped their ass. But then Shorty came back and got that ass. Shorty went on back and said, hey, man, you ain't did nothing RBL. Just couldn't drive a car right. Get out. And Shorty
mm-hmm.
went and
That's
got
it.
Kamala Harris.
That's it.
And popped his ass. I ain't going to fry him for that one because he broke even.
Mm-hmm.
This here,
yep.
last night, Shorty had to rush back from the Grove after the other race I'm going to have to tell y'all about before
mm-hmm.
they can get their race on. That old black child with them 315s on there, goddamn it, ran a Mustang. And everybody out there was betting on the Mustang. They said that Mustang going to win. Well, them college boys had different ideas of letting them win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They did it so sharp, man. When the camera came on, they were lining up, getting ready to go. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
That motherfucker, that goddamn Charger jumped out there, man, and started stretching that old Mustang out and gapped him down, that looked like to me. I think he gapped him. So
mm-hmm.
for that reason right there, I'm going to have to go ahead. I don't know the boy name in the Mustang. The boy named the
mm-hmm.
child, I think they call him Lance. He came back
mm-hmm.
jumping all around with his book bags. Them book bags was jumping all around on them niggas' back, man. So I got to go ahead. And I don't know who the Mustang name is, but your
mm-hmm.
ass got to go on the beat.
He ripped your ass. Hey. Yeah, now we got to go back in reverse. It happened before the other one. But we got to go back to the Grove. Y'all know the man. He stands tall. He had a few races this year where luck was on his side. He got away because I seen luck on his side. But hey, if it take luck to win, hey, give me the luck as long as I can win. But what the hell happened last night? The man must have left his rabbit foot at the crib because he got his ass beat.
Oh, man.
Goddamn yakety yak in the crew, goddamn it, got down on his ass. I'm talking about that goddamn Didi. And Didi, he always stand tall. He always stand tall, that doggy. But they cut his legs off. They got up to that light, man. Oh, yakety yak and Didi. And Didi had Bushwick. I thought, you know, it wasn't little mama. He had Bushwick. They say Bushwick sounded better than it ever sounded before in his life. They say, ooh-wee, he sounded juicy. It don't do no good when you sit there, goddamn it, and fall asleep at the light and let a motherfucker run out
not
for money and then to go try to... Man, he was got by four cars.
Damn.
Damn.
Lord,
that's a...
Man.
Yak went on here and got that victory. So Didi wanted to go back, but Didi, I got to try your ass, man, because your ass be standing tall. You didn't have the rabbit foot up your ass, and you've been getting away with a lot of shit. So just for that reason, man, I got to pull your ass off with some hot shit.
Lord have mercy. Not the hot juice, though.
Not the hot juice. Not the hot juice. Oh, man.
All right, y'all. That ends our Fish Friday session for tonight. Come on.
Hey, it sounds like that might be the end of Didi, because you sure fried him real hard.
Lord, how much?
That was soft. That was soft, y'all.
Hey, it seems like that
grease
got real happy there, boy.
Whoa,
hey, that.
The crust on that, man,
that
break a tooth,
man. Hey, Ronald Lake, did you hear the crust on that joker? Didn't you see it?
Man, the crust on that motherfucker, bitch, it'll shot your tooth would be like a ice pick.
I'm trying to tell you, boy, that punk about 10 inches thick, there, boy. That grease got him, boy.
My.
That's my man.
That boy.
He's going to fight back, though. You know he is. He's going to come back here.
They say he tried to go back. He tried to go back last night. I don't know because his feeling was hurt or what, but then he didn't want certain people to be inside the gamble. He wanted to just race them people and told them, hey, get your own car and come to me.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's up. Mr. B was trying to get in the race, goddamn it. Didi said, nah, I don't want his money in there. Hey, get your own car and come to me. He said, I want to race these people. He said, I'll race y'all another time.
Wow.
Lord, hey. Have mercy.
Driller in Manila. We missed him, boy, but we get the info on him.
Yes, sir.
Say he want to pick his own poison. He don't want your money don't go over here. I don't want nothing to do with your money.
Yeah, man. He said when you come with your money, have your car. Have you a car?
Have your car. Yeah.
Oh,
don't
man.
Try to rent, get in nobody else's shit.
Not the freebie.
Vaughn say, man, Mr. B. Vaughn say, Mr. B, fuck my money up, man. And then he was finna line up and race, what's the name, Game Over. He was finna race Game Over. It was going to be horsepower with the nitrous. And I guess something broke on his car. But he was still trying to go again.
That's one thing I say about him. He will race now. He will race.
Yeah, them Buick boys will race now.
Them Buick boys, they will race now. You catch them right. And they had a little incident. They going back. They went over there and found out what happened. They going back. You got to do this again.
Yeah.
But the new guys, the new class, they don't race you right back. They make you wet. They don't want to give you get your money. They don't want to get there and get your money.
Court. That's like a rotten apple, man. You know what a rotten apple is. I got you, man. You can't get back, baby.
You can't get back.
A rotten ass.
Right. Nigga.
Won't you get a chance to get back, man? It's like
that made you mad, too, man. That made you mad, man.
Cadillac.
Yes, sir.
Everybody want to knock a legend off and get that mark on their side.
Everybody, they try to get that mark on the belt, you know.
You got a 50-year reputation, man. Ain't no tarnished reputation. Ain't been no gangbanger. Ain't been nobody that want to take you out. I'm going to train you with piano wire or take some fishing wire and wrap it around your neck or something. Then I'll race you for a Hostess cupcake and beat your ass.
That's
for
it.
A Susan.
That's
I didn't sit up there and race people for a Hostess cupcake.
Nigga, I'm going to race you just because, nigga. I'm going to show you ain't nothing.
Oh, see, yeah.
I remember them days, boy. I remember me and Jimmy Hayes, we raced these dudes. They was in the 100s. Man, we raced them boys, man. We had a 68 Cougar. It had no brakes. Man, we laid there, went over there, and we ain't had no money. We went over there and knocked them boys off. Boy, them boys, they was mad. Hey, we took them over there. We going to get some. Let's go to G's and B's and get some barbecue. Tell you boys don't know who y'all messing with. Well, we used to do some crazy stuff, man. We used to have fun, man. Man, stay out all night. Girlfriends mad, and then they say you wasn't at no drag race. Okay, come go with me. They go with you. They mad as heck. Boy, this nigga was at the drag station. She going to sleep in the car. We standing outside talking trash.
Yes.
That's it. That's it. Then was the day.
Man, listen here, man. You go out to Byron, get in that bracket meat. I'm over there eating a $2 bowl of vanilla and chocolate ice cream. Ronald Lake, come to the Timing Tower. We have money for you. Ronald Lake, come to the Timing Tower. Half of y'all can't even qualify. You're going home the first round. You paid your money to get in, to get back on the trailer, dummy. You can't even qualify. There's so many.
Yeah.
I wish we had a class like that because you would see all the big shots. King Kong, Mighty Joe Young.
King of the Street.
All back on the
we had something like that at what was that? I think that was at 41 or it was on, I think it was on in the hole back there. They was playing King of the Street and you had to put 500 in and 200, whatever it was. And you had to race so many people to get the whole pot. I remember Jimmy Hayes got who was them niggas from the South side. They gave Jimmy Hayes 25 cars. Boy. That nigga Jimmy Hayes took off in that car, boy. They ain't see Jimmy Hayes no more.
The slowest man can win. Believe it or not,
that's
slowest man can win.
That's it. Big Mark.
Yes, sir.
Hey, you remember when Skin went up there to what's that track up in Michigan? What's the name of that track? Not Martin, Michigan. It was, what's that
Milam,
other track?
Milam, Michigan.
Skin
right.
gave this dude that stayed up there, he had a great 98 photo.
Mm-hmm.
He gave the dude the track. He had that brown Seville. You remember that race?
Yeah, yeah. Me and you was up in the tower with them guys.
We was in the tower, yep. Man, Shawty gave that man 25 in the buck.
Uh-huh.
He gave him the buck and went around him. Them boys up there, them Michigan boys, they were sick that night, boy. They bet a lot of money, boy. That Cadillac get up there. Ow! That Cadillac was jumping up there. Boom! Boom! That Cadillac laid up there and put them niggas in the hole. They couldn't believe it. Shawty knocked them off.
That was a big block Chevy with Nikes in that automobile.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They was talking trash. Shawty said, man, I beat any of them big photo cars y'all get up there. They had that car. Shawty said, you got 25 in the bus, man. You got 25 in the bus. You can leave when you get ready. That nigga Shorty seen him when he moved, and that Cadillac left out of there stepping. Now, them was racist, man. You don't see nobody doing no race like that. Robert Lake, you mean they used to be on the Skyway? What was that nigga from? He was from the West Side, Jerome. Was it Jerome?
Right.
He had that white Cadillac. They got out the car. Jerome said, nigga, you can take off. I'm going to jump out the car. When you take off, I'm going to run and get in the car and come catch you. They used to do something like that, man. They used to do stuff, man. That was a way out stuff, man. Man, come on, bro. These guys don't race like these guys want something dead, man. They want something dead. They don't want to race. They want to chase.
Man, sweet lick. Everybody's a sweet lick in this world, I guess. I don't know, man. A sweet lick.
And then you got you remember, Mark, you remember Zeddy?
Yeah.
You remember Zeddy had that big 440 Chrysler? That was a bad Chrysler, boy. That joker was clean. Man, they didn't know that boy had laid. They had them dumps on there. That punk had left the dumps on there. Boy, that boy went over there to Chicago and got nasty. Well, them was good races, man. Them was good races, boy. That was good races.
The quality of racing, man. When you see certain guys at the track, man, that's vintage people, you always had a nice one-on-one rapport with them. You never argue with them. And you always would be competitive against them.
But they was
class racers then, man. Now you got Alibaba in the 60 Thieves, man. Alibaba.
I heard that a long time. Like you went way back, my boy. Alibaba. and the thieves. Alibaba
in the 40 Thieves, man.
40 Thieves, I forgot about that movie, boy. That was a bad movie. Them punks, they was thieving, boy. They was some good thieves, too, boy.
Man.
That fact there was
like,
rough.
Damn, man. All you want to do is just have fun, man. Be safe and be careful. Be able to drive back in like you put it on a trailer, take it back home. That's the happiest feeling of life.
That's it.
And I mean, you can build a motor, man, where you're going over the valves. As soon as he's pulling you back on a golf cart, you're over the valves and shit. That motherfucking woodpecker seen me running. And he said, look, Billy, he's in the lane again. You over here fucking setting back. Buy the shit you need that's right for you.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hey, Eddie. I mean, when I first got that Camaro, man, I bought that Camaro, right? And Mark, me and Mark went up there and got the car, right? Mark, he went up there with me. I said, Mark, what you think? He said, yeah, Rich, that's. So these were some hillbilly type folks, right? So I came up there, and me and Brad, we came and got the car the next day. So then we was at the track. This white dude had a funny car like Camaro. Oh, man, this car was laid out. But you know what, Eddie? I laid there and pulled a gay job on that punk. I bust out of there. He couldn't believe that car ran what it ran. He said, how fast is this car? I said, run a 1240. Hey, man, this car ain't running no freaking 1240. I ran a 1240. I saw. Boy, I had some fun at the track that night, boy. That white man couldn't believe that car ran a 1240 the way it left. Because I got it out there, and then I got out of it. You know, that's how I broke my motor, and I get out there to the 660. I get out the car. I got him out there. That Camaro was coming. When he got right there to me, I got off the gas. And that's he's like, man, what this car run? I said, man, we're at 1240. I showed him. That was fun, boy. And then that nigga skin, they had got some dude from Harvey. They ran these dudes from Harvey. He had a 77 Impala, big block. Oh, man, my man did this fantastic burnout. But he had gave Shorty the break. So he gives Shorty the break. Shorty slick. Shorty let that nigga stay on that trash break. That nigga was on that trash about like about 30 minutes. And then Shorty took off the trash blue. Boy, that was something else. That was something else, man. That was something else, boy. Boy, that's when you used to have fun at the track, man.
Listen, man,
yeah,
I had my 69 Chevelle with a 1959 fiberglass boat on the back up in Three River, Michigan. They got a show at Pizza Hut, and they asked me what I want to do with that Chevelle. Boy, I held them brakes with a boat on the back on that thing. I clouded up the street and left there snatching a boat up out of a cloud of smoke. I unhitched that boat and say, where are we going to do this at? Well, I told them country boys draws out there. I put a wedgie on them. And then stayed and fished for two more days off their money.
That's right.
I ain't running for no whole mile. I said, show me what a quarter's at and we can do this. Last night in the backwoods. Come on, boy, let's do it.
Hey,
man,
we ran over there.
Best times of my life.
Yeah. I mean, we was down in the hole where Snagging Off Snoo is, Eddie. You know what Snagging Off Snoo is out there on 12 and 20.
Yeah,
we out there in the backwoods. We out there, Ronald just made me think about that. We raced these white boys out there. And I think that was Star Child. He had raced these white boys with that. They had a 70 boot. Man, it was so dark out there. You couldn't see your hand in the front of you. So you know how we do. We're gonna steal the crack. We gonna take the bus. Man, the Gray Ghost. Okay, you know it, Mark. That's what it was. Man, we lost, but the only reason they didn't jump was because they won, because it got on the other end and the Gray Ghost went around the dot on the other end. That's the only reason.
Yeah, if Mike had won that race, we had to fight all the way.
It would have been a problem. It would have been a problem.
about 40 to about 7.
Yeah, it was about 40 of them white boys out there, man. Those white boys, they was mad. He left first, dude. No, we're going to run it back. But when they heard that he lost, they was like, no, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's it. Hey, Mark, you remember that time when Morton was over there on Torrance Avenue and he caught that flat? And we didn't get the flat fixed until about 7 of that next morning.
Hey,
yeah,
about,
buddy.
When I raced them three charges that night, I broke my drive shaft. Mountain Dew took me to his house at 3:30 that morning, and we went and got a drive shaft and put it in there so we could end up racing Poodle Man.
Yeah. Yeah, but hey man, we got some legendary stories, boy. It was some good racing, man. But see, racing
clean,
back then didn't cost
racing.
What it costs now.
Honest, clean racing.
Honest race. It wasn't about you had to lock in. Only thing you had to do, your word was bond. Hey man, I'll be at the track at 4:30, man. What time you gonna get there, man? I should be there at 4:30 or 5 or 6 o'clock. I'll be there. when you get there, you're going to race. That's how it used to be. You didn't have to lock in no money.
Man, if you're there at 9 o'clock in the morning, you want to get it on before if the whole crowd get there. Let's just do it at 10 in the morning. 11 o'clock, put me back on the trailer. I don't care. I ain't got to wait till midnight to try you.
Them boys on the west side, I'll say one thing about them boys on the west side. They do not play. They was over there behind that. What was that? What's the name of that street, Mark? That they was over there? Man, them police came over there. The incinerators, yep. That's where it was. Because you remember Bigfoot was over there with that Shelby Mustang he had. He stole somebody's Mustang and strike a plate. Man, that's 20 years ago, so hey, it is. That means. Oh, man.
The only man I ever knew that made head gas is out of cardboard.
Out of cardboard. And it worked. Yes, sir. It worked. Now, you might not believe that, but that's real talk. That's real talk.
Whatever gasket he needed.
Okay.
My Reese, what you on here lying about, motherfucker?
Hey, Punk, I ain't lying nothing, Punk. I just told him what you did up in Michigan, Punk. I told him what you did up in Michigan, Punk. That's what I told him.
What I do
when you gave that nigga 25 in the bus with that 98 with that Seville, nigga.
I gave him 20.
It was 20? Okay. I know you caught him. Yeah. They was upset.
I'm snorting on him. I caught his ass at the 8 mile, baby.
Yeah. They didn't think that Seville could run like that.
That because he was stupid. He did his burnout in the water box, and one wheel was spinning, and he pulled up to the 20 car. I said, that bitch dead. He going to be spinning like
dead
a monster.
In the water.
I'm okay.
Dead in the water.
I'm okay.
Yeah, he dead in the water. Yeah, he got it.
He left up out of there with that lemon slip. That bitch went sideways spinning. I said, oh, come on. Caught him. Put it in two.
Yeah,
and snorting on
him. Yes, sir.
Reese, did you tell him
how
I beat your motherfucking ass? Did you tell him
how I beat
your ass?
No, I ain't tell
him
how you beat me.
Yeah. And then
you
fucked
me
up. You ain't tell him that, huh?
Yeah.
You with me?
I had to tell them all that. That wasn't nothing to talk about. They.
Oh, man, well, what are you talking about? You ain't talking about me moving your ass, you with my ass. What you mean that ain't nothing to talk about, motherfucker?
Hey, Shorty, really, yeah. I really had forgot, though, Shorty. I really forgot.
Man, you ain't forgot.
Get on his ass, Shorty.
You ain't
get on his ass, Shorty.
Okay, let me tell you this. So you mean to tell me you forgot when I said, Reese, you can't drive, motherfucker, using that 69. I said, get your ass on the 130. I took Steve's car and blew your ass out. Then you say, let's run it back. We went out there on Central or some shit, Cicero or some shit. We go out there. You call yourself going to jump me. You jump and stop. And I went to the finish line, and you going to say, I wasn't ready. Get the fuck out of here.
Hey, kid, that is then, this is now. You won't do that
we
now.
We understand that. We just telling
okay.
old stories, baby.
You got a point there, Cadillac.
He blowing my back out, kid. And then I got him back.
You did get me back, but it was like I pulling teeth. I had the goddamn suck your balls and everything to get you to run back with a regular car, with your race car.
Mm-hmm.
Now stop the line now.
When you ran me with two close together cars, I beat the fuck out you. And you had a race car, and you won. I didn't feel you could drive a race car.
No, you didn't feel like you drive. You already, but you already said that. You said.
Yeah,
and
but
this
you
is what I'm gonna say.
Hold on,
let me tell the story.
Go ahead.
Okay, now Shorty had the Camaro. That was that red Camaro you was driving. And so Shorty say, I don't believe you could drive. I tell you what, you give me one of the brakes.
I'm gonna try you with this LS car, the street car.
That's right. I'm gonna try your big car,
your race car, whatever that is.
That's
68,
right.
69. I don't know what year that thing
right.
is.
That's
it
right.
It has big ass balloons
right.
on that motherfucker. You had a big block, and I didn't get no
that's
fuck.
It.
I said, I'm gonna try your motherfucking
candy. He didn't know he could beat me.
Hold on. Let me tell you this. I felt I could beat you. Like I beat you 3 years prior to that.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't run for a long time after I blow that ass out. You didn't run me
for
a long time. You had retired racing for a while, and I just kept talking shit to you. Now, I'm going to see if you're going to be honest. Motherfucking Star Child and them geeks, you up. Man, Reese, don't let them talk to you like that. Man, you can drive that car. Get your ass up there and run it. They pumped your ass up to run me, boy.
They did.
You know I will put my finger in your ass. You don't want none of me.
Hey, wait a minute.
But guess what? I will say this, though. This made, to me, this is my opinion. I could be wrong. It made you a better driver and built your confidence up once you won.
But wait a minute, Shorty, this is what I got to say, and I got to keep it real because that's who I am. You gave me a chance to rerun that race because I broke the beam. You said, you bag up. I want it like that. You get in that car, you drive. Let's go. That's what you see.
That's right.
And when
I could have took the first race.
He could have took the first race. That's right.
I don't want it like that. Back your ass up and come on. And I got he fucked me up. And I can be like, I'll do anything. I ain't talk about the first race or nothing. Paid him off with a smile. That's it.
Yeah, you did. He did that. That's it. That's real. That's real.
That's all I'm saying, but you know.
That's all, man. I'm just keeping. Hey, Shorty.
I won't do that no more.
Mm-hmm. I understand. You won't do that no more, but like I said.
That's why I don't do that no more. That's why I take my lockup and take my, when the motherfucker make a mistake, don't pay me, and let's run back. I felt like this is what I felt. I wanted you to get paid, but I wanted you to run me again. You never ran me again. I got to beg you to run me 84 years.
Shorty, wait a minute. We was gonna run again. You was gonna
run
me with D.I. Joe.
Then you fucked me up.
You was gonna run D.I. Joe. Wait a minute. You remember you was gonna run me with D.I. Joe, and I locked you in, and my accelerator cable broke.
Okay, so
you remember that, Shorty?
So you paid the fuck out.
I paid you to park out. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay,
I paid you to park out.
Back up there. Accelerator cable ain't nothing. Nigga, fix it and get your ass down, nigga. I didn't like that.
Keep it real, though, Reese. Yes, sir.
I'm not saying that you better than me or I'm better than you. But I run you with a little block, and you got to think, I don't give no fuck about you. I tell your ass. You know how I try.
That's right. That's what you said.
Look, I'm not saying you beneath me, but I feel like you wasn't a better driver than me. So I would try you with the lesser cop all these motherfucking guys.
But that's what
no
you
fuck.
Said from the jump. That's what you said from the beginning.
Yeah, I always said that from the jump. That's why I stopped driving them was pushing you to drive. Man, he going to give you a better race, Reese. You drive the car, Reese. That's why they wanted you to drive.
Hey, Shorty, you ain't lying. I brought everything back up
I'm
to
just
stuff.
Keeping it real.
What happened? That's just keeping it real, baby. That's all.
That's right. That's what I like. I like when my fucking TV is. That's all. It's just like they say, you got your hand, you know, you got that cake put in your face, but then you got right back up there. Come on, let me put it back in your face and did your thing. So it ain't nothing. It's one thing I say about you, Shawty, you a race. You a gambler.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go tell you something. I'm going to go.
That's all
I'm
going to say, you a gambler.
A motherfucker tell me, Skin, he got a big block. You got. I don't get no fuck, man. That's Reese.
Yeah.
I got the triumph. Mm-hmm. He just started beating the fuck out of me. He and I racing at the big block. Fuck you.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
You know what, though, Reese? Right. I'm going to say this with all honesty. The game needs you, man. I'm mad the motherfucker you don't race no more. I'm really mad. I don't like that.
Why'd you get your ass in there, man? I ain't getting in that shit. I just make it look pretty.
Whether you whoop my ass, I whoop yours. It was fun to me. Yeah. Get your motherfucking ass back down, nigga.
Yeah. I owe you one, Shawty.
Like
I sure owe you one.
Come on, get it, baby. I'm going to get it. Yeah, I know you got some new cars over there. I'm going to tame your motherfucking ass. Get up here.
Hey, Shorty, I don't go fast no more. I just look fast. That's all.
Man, I ain't fast. Fuck are you talking
that's
about?
That's all I do.
I'm riding around in a Porsche-looking ass car, this goddamn super. Get your motherfucking ass down, nigga. I try you. You know I try your motherfucking ass.
I know you.
You know, I don't give a fuck how lopsided it look. I don't give a fuck. And all these niggas talking about, man, you got an 8-cylinder, big rock. You got a 6-cylinder. Don't do that, man. Fuck him. He ain't nothing. Get his ass on there.
He ain't nothing. Hey, that's a T-shirt. He ain't nothing. He ain't nothing.
Yeah, I can make that T-shirt. He ain't nothing.
You need to make
this
T-shirt.
I said, put your ass on the back.
Put me on there, baby.
You ain't nothing on the front. Put on the back. Cadillac. You ain't nothing. Hey, Reese, come on, man. Let's play a little bit, baby.
Hey, baby.
You know what hurts my feelings, though? You know what hurts my feelings, though?
What hurts your feelings, little nigga?
It goes for you and a few other motherfuckers. I hate the fact that y'all can whoop me, and it's all right. When I whoop y'all ass, y'all stop racing, man. What the fuck do I be doing?
Hey, hold on. Ain't nobody stop
you
racing because you whoop them.
All you weak motherfuckers.
Nah, you got it messed up, my boy.
Hey, look, you got it messed up.
You ain't nothing, Shawty.
Hey, Reese. Akil whoop me and quit. Ain't that a bitch? He whooped my ass. The man whooped my ass, man. He crashed my shit and quit me.
Hey, Shorty. He did that because he didn't want them troubles no more, Shorty. That's all.
Hey, Shorty.
Yeah, come on, kid.
I just got a text from Chuck. He said Cadillac was looking for some kind of excuse to quit.
Hey, guess what his first excuse was? His first excuse was when he jumped and stopped and I went to the corner. We argued. He said, Shawty, if I pay you, I ain't racing no more. I said, it took that motherfucker 3 years to run me again. Stop trying to fuck with me. Man, I'm steady fucking with Reese. Man, Reese got tired of me talking with that big top, big block motherfucker. He said, man, that motherfucking street car ain't finna whoop me. That motherfucker got in, that motherfucker whooped me. Look, he rolled the beam. I said, look,
yep,
man, he lost. I said,
yep.
He don't lose like that. Fuck him.
That's what he said.
I'm finna beat his ass to the other end.
That's what he told
me.
I ain't letting
Reese lose like that. Because I don't want to do the same argument we did last time when he jumped.
Mm-hmm.
I said, nope. Back your ass up, punk motherfucker.
Yeah.
Get up there. He tore my ass
mm-hmm.
up. They were mad the motherfucker. Man, why we got to pay him and you won the first one? Man, shut the fuck up. You going to get paid, motherfucker. Because I shouldn't have never backed up.
That.
I backed up. I allowed him to go again. He went in,
mm-hmm.
man. Get the fuck on out of here.
Yeah.
What's wrong with y'all, man?
Now, he did that.
And then he told me, he said, lock in. He said, lock in with G.I. Joe. I said, bet, lock in with G.I. Joe. And when I locked in with G.I. Joe, we got ready to pull the car off the trailer, and the accelerator cable broke. I said, that's calm. I don't need to race G.I. Joe. I'm leaving that alone. And yeah, then that's when y'all ran Shine. That's when y'all ran Shine over there. Y'all ran Shine from Memphis. That's it. Hey, so, Liz, I'm keeping 100 with memory coming back now.
What country
yes, sir.
They from? I ain't give for what country they were from, what side of
no,
town.
Sir.
Get your
no,
ass
sir.
Up there, man. You ain't nobody.
That's right.
Ain't nobody.
Well, that big body Chevy, look at here, kid, that big body Chevy could carry it. That big body couldn't carry it from that little fox body. That little fox got on the way from
it. Show me.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I was running on motor. They had a big block with a supercharger. And they tell me he got nitrous. I was getting on the fuck. Get up there. Blow his ass out. Peon.
That motherfucker
yes, Reese shouted, you bad. I ain't fucking with you. I said, Reese, don't
yes,
shoot that cable so I can knock your ass out.
I said, nah, I'm leave you alone, shorty. I'll leave you alone. Sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
Like
that was a good race.
I don't like when people leave me alone. I want to play, Reese.
You want to play?
I want to play, baby. Yeah, man.
I might. You know what, shorty? I might play with you. I might. Let me see how my Cadillac run. I bring my Cadillac out. I might
what Cadillac?
With that.
What year Cadillac?
CT6. It's a 19. CT6.
Okay.
Yes.
I like that.
I might play with
you. Now you know you're on the recording line now.
I know what I'm on.
Yeah, I run, motherfucker. I'm gonna beat on your ass.
Yeah, I run.
I'm fucking. Yeah.
Yeah. See
what
happens.
What's wrong with it now? Why you gotta see how I run? They got regular street tires on it.
Yeah. I got 24s on.
What you need that motherfucker, nigga? I'm gonna
need
your
from
ass.
That super,
fuck you need
what kind of spot you gonna give me? Make me get up
what
there.
You need,
let me get
man.
Up there.
What you need?
Man,
what
I,
you,
need,
what
I need about 15. I need about 15 in the buff. That's what I need.
Oh
that's
hell,
that
no.
big heavy.
No.
That big heavy
what,
car. That's
I
a heavy
what,
car.
I'm gonna do
what?
I'm gonna do some dumb shit then. I'm gonna go
what
get my daughter Infinity and try you. I'm gonna get my daughter Infinity and try you. Come on, fuck you.
You know what? I tell you what.
You know I always play you cheap, motherfucker. Ain't nothing.
I know.
Damn,
I know,
Johnny.
You're being very disrespectful to
Maurice, man.
I'm going to tell you like, hey, man, look at here. He's being disrespectful to himself because I ain't going to do jack with him. I'm retired. Can you hear what I said? I'm retired, nigga.
Wait a minute. You just
but
said
I,
you
I, might. I might. Hey, hold on, shorty. Hey, Shorty, I'm retired, man. I'm polishing. I'm the car show guy.
But that ain't what you just said, man.
I know
you
that ain't
said,
what
I'm
I said.
Shorty.
Hey, Shorty, I was thinking out loud. Hey, Shorty, I was thinking out loud.
Oh, Lord, man.
Having them nightmares and
hey,
shit
I
again.
Hey, I had that flashback.
I
had that flashback.
Yeah.
Man, I'm going to take a motherfucker to Infinity and try your motherfucking ass, nigga.
Man, you know what, Shorty? I'll tell you like this
what?
Here. We're going to wait. I'm going to see. I'll let you know.
Now you keep saying you'll let me know. Then 5 minutes
you
later, you're going to say I retired. Then 2 minutes
retired.
Later, you'll let me know.
No.
I'll let you know.
He's going to let you know in December. Don't worry about it. He's going to let you know in December.
Kid, you know my ear. I'm going to let him know in December. So that's it.
Motherfucker.
Hey, kid, why you over there ear hustling, man? Why you busting the bubble, man? You ain't supposed to let
me.
Why
you sitting there playing with me?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I thought I was on mute.
Hey, Reese.
I thought I was on mute, Maurice. I'm sorry.
Didn't I tell you, Reese, if you play with a puppy, he'll lick you in the mouth. Stop playing with me, motherfucker. I done told you about this shit. Play with them goddamn kids. Didn't I tell you that?
Hey, Shorty. I said what I said. I'm a car show. That's all I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just talking good trash. That's all, brother.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't
man, I don't want you talking no trash to me, motherfucker.
I got to talk some trash to you. If I don't talk no trash to you, then you'll think something wrong with me. Now, what
is wrong with you? You scared. You scared.
I ain't scared.
I ain't scared.
You ain't nothing to be scared of. You ain't
hey,
scared. You ain't nothing.
There's nowhere in the world. You got all them goddamn cars. You got a few dollars. How the fuck
mm-hmm.
are you scared of me, motherfucker? I'm 5 foot.
I ain't nobody scared of you, man. That's that little man cousin that you think I'm scared of you, man. You ain't nothing.
Well,
I just told you, man. I told you, man, I'm retired, man. I'm a car show guy. That's it. I'm a car show guy. Well, ask
who won the most out of me and you racing? Who won the most? Did I beat you more times than you beat me?
Yeah, you beat me more times,
yeah.
Okay.
Well, you need to even the playing field out.
You need to try to whoop me
as many times as I whooped you.
Hey, Shorty. It ain't that you beat me so many times. We played and you won. That's all. Did I ever act like I was mad because you won?
Yep.
Huh?
That time when you said you wasn't ready, motherfucker.
I wasn't ready, but I still paid you.
You weren't ready.
I dry hopped the car. I dry hopped the car, man.
Let me ask you a quick question. Hold on, y'all, before y'all call him stupid. Let me just ask him a quick question. When you dry hop in the car, do you be lined up with the other car? I never seen no shit like that before.
Mm-mm.
Why did they? Come on, Kino, hold on. Why would they line you up with me and pull you up to me and then you dry hop the car? Answer that question for me, man. Cause I got to be a dumb motherfucker. Why did line you up with me? Listen to what I'm saying, though, Reese. Just listen to what I'm saying. You can be right.
I'm
asking you a real question. Why would he line you up to me and then you drive off the car? Could you please answer that for me? Where do they do that?
I can't.
He's stupid.
Hey. Stupid on these nuts.
Can you answer that,
though,
Reese? One little question?
I can't answer that. Whatever it was, you got paid. That's all I can say to that.
No, you're right, Reese, but I just want to understand me.
I didn't understand it either. Hey, it got caught up in the moment, whatever. But like I said, one thing for your man. And I'm saying this here, and I ain't saying it no more. I'm a play pretty, and that's it. That's all I do. I make them look good. I'm a car show. I'm the show car.
I'm the show car.
That's what I do. Now, do you understand that, nigga? Did you hear what I said? My car days are over. I got 4 cars. They ready to go. I let them sit there.
How the fuck is your cars ready to go and you just said you a play pretty and you don't race?
I got them looking good, Shorty. Shorty, I can put somebody in them, Shorty. I can put somebody in them now.
Oh, you going to the car show? Oh, okay.
I'm going to this car show, Shorty. That's all I'm saying, Shorty.
He's stupid.
That's right.
Who did that keep saying you stupid?
The person who said it, they stupid.
He's stupid.
Good luck on these nuts, nigga.
I got a question for you, man. You got what? I got a question for you. Come on with it. Your blue boo, the white boo, the Monte Carlo, and your black Cutlass. Which one made the most money?
The blue
boo. The blue
color.
The black boo. I mean, the black Cutlass. The blue boo. The Monte Carlo. You know what?
And
I would like to say that Monte Carlo. The Monte Carlo with the squadron jet on. The one that I would Mac with. The one that I would Mac with.
Oh, yeah.
That probably made the most money.
the hell? Because at that one night, you had the goddamn front seat so full, it didn't make no sense.
Yeah, I want to say that cop in one season won about $50,000. So I would say that cop won the most money.
Okay.
That weak motherfucker won the most money, I think.
Now, another question. Out of all four of them cars, I think the Black Cutlass was the fastest, wasn't it?
Let me see. Yeah. Yeah, the Black Cutlass was the fastest.
We stupid.
Yeah, the Black Cutlass was the fastest. The one I whooped Lil Steve with, that was the fastest.
Yeah. We stupid.
But you know why I was the fastest, don't you?
No.
Because Antoine Everson gave me that 377.
Oh, okay.
Pretty stupid.
He let me use that 377. When I got through with it, I gave it back.
Pretty stupid.
That's why he used to be telling Tibbs he can't whoop me. That's why Twine would be like, Steve, would you sit your dumb ass down? You can't whoop Steve.
Reese stupid.
Hey, Reese.
Reese stupid.
Hey, Reese.
Yeah. He's stupid.
Why Chemo keep fucking with you, man? Cuss Chemo ass out.
Man, Chemo go lay on the fat girl. Some of the best thing he needs to do. He wants some attention. He wants some attention. Nobody give Chemo no attention. He's still my favorite broad, though. Hey, Chemo.
Reese.
Yeah.
Hey, Reese, they told me you had COVID in the mouth. That's why you ain't been on the shows.
No. Hey, man. Chemo, how you been there, my brother?
I've been fine.
That's good, Chemo. Did you get your car going yet?
Nah, you didn't send that money you said you was going to send me.
I ain't got to send you no money. You ain't got no car.
You been listening to Brother D, huh?
Hey, man, look at here, man. I ain't got to listen to nobody here about you. You trying to find your way,
hey,
Chemo.
Hey, you know what? One of the baddest dudes went down yesterday, April yesterday.
Yeah.
He's still
you
talking
say,
about a few. One of the baddest dudes went down the other day, and he's still talking about he don't build a few.
Like I said, Buick
is
all right.
Did you lose any money on that Buick?
Man,
Buick the other day?
I wouldn't bet on that Buick, man. I bet on my own car.
You
wouldn't bet that Buick.
He's stupid.
The Buick don't show me nothing, so the car been around a long time. The car ran pretty good, they say, but he got up there, he went to sleep. It wasn't the car's fault, it was the driver's fault.
That's what happened. He took some no-dos.
Yeah, he had some no-dos. So that's what happened to him. It wasn't the car's fault. Yeah, that wasn't the car's fault. That was his fault. So he'll take a L. He'll get back up there, though. One thing I say about the Buick boy, he will get back up there now.